Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Okay, so I've seen a lot of this coverage, of course, about Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton at Radio City, and it's not so much about the protesters, although I think that was very interesting in and of itself. But here's the thing. We're going to have a big rally. We're going to unite the party. We're going to show that everything is going well, and don't get me wrong, Radio City is no slouch. But you notice that they probably can't do rallies the way Trump does rallies in terms of the numbers, in terms of the impact. And they had to have all three of these guys there. Joe Biden's not going to draw a huge rally at all. In fact, at a lot of these things, it seems like there's not a whole lot of people to begin with. I don't know, friends. Do you think it's kind of shades of Hillary Clinton, you know, back in 2016 when Trump would have these enormous rallies and standing room only and people would overflow and they'd have to be, you know, out into some other area with a big screen and stuff like that. And Hillary had a really hard time actually drawing people in. I don't know. Kind of feels like that at the same time. So you had to have the two other big heavy hitters, arguably, I think, in order to even try to make this thing work, and filling up a comparatively much smaller venue than President Trump does pretty much wherever he goes. All right, folks, welcome to the weekend edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you as we embark into our wonderful three-hour odyssey of radio as we go through the weekend here. And by the way, you may be hearing this program on a replay at a different time during the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, on one of our great radio affiliates, of course, distributed out by GCN. We want to say good morning to everybody at GCN this morning. They work very hard for the program, everybody. We appreciate them. And as I said, they distribute our show out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there. So whatever time you're hearing this broadcast, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message, whatever you're hearing about here on the program, if you'd like to opine, or if you have a question or comment, we do love to hear from you. We hear from a lot of people all over the place, and it's really easy to do. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. If you're with us live here this morning on Saturday morning, as we get started at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, through 4 a.m., pardon me, through 5 a.m. Eastern Time, you can give us a call, 949-822-7959. That number again, operators are standing by, 949-822-7959. And by the way, once again, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, and everybody, of course, listening to us, finding the program on TalkStream Live. And we're really excited about that as well. So welcome one, welcome all. We do have a lot to tell you about on the program this morning. We'll talk about, of course, the aftermath of the terrible accident in Baltimore earlier this week. But I want to start this morning with this article, this from Newsmax, The Remembering of Joe Lieberman. Former Vice President Al Gore and other political dignitaries remembered the late Joe Lieberman on Friday as a mensch who both bridged partisan political divides and wasn't afraid to go against mainstream political currents during a packed funeral service for the four-term U.S. senator, noting there was no English equivalent for the Yiddish term, being mensch. Gore, who ran for president on a Democrat ticket with Lieberman in the disputed 2000 election, told mourners at a synagogue in Stamford, Connecticut, that they could find its meaning just by looking at his former running mate, who passed away this week at the age of 82. And that was a very, it was number one, it was unexpected, regardless of what Joe Lieberman's age was. He seemed to be very vibrant just in the last few days leading up to his death. He was on the news, basically, talking about Israel. He was a staunch supporter of Israel. And I really valued his voice being out there about the U.S. Position on Israel and the fact that we need to support our strongest ally in the Middle East. And Joe Lieberman, again, we talked about this when the news had broke earlier in the week. Joe Lieberman seemed to be a very reasonable individual. He was a Democrat for so many years, lastly rounding out as an independent. But Joe Lieberman seemed to be the type of person that you could have coffee with, you could have a dinner with, you could talk and become friends and speak about the different political issues, your different political positions. And you might not agree on everything. You may not agree on a whole lot of things, but it would not be acrimonious. It would not be something that would absolutely sour the ability to have a good friendship. That's my perception of this. And we're kind of lost a lot of that. And it's very, very unfortunate. And especially in this day and age with the far left, the Democrat Party elite, pretty much putting their Republican opponents into the one position. There is only one thing you can think about Republicans if you're a Democrat Party elite, and that is they're trying to overthrow the government or something. You're trying to steal the democracy. You're trying to do all this stuff. So from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris to Adam Schiff running for senator out here in California, the word of the day is, you know, I've stood up against a president who tried to steal our democracy and this other kind of nonsense. But Joe Lieberman would never be caught doing the same kind of thing, I think. And that is most unfortunate. That feels almost like the passing of an era. But well remembered, well respected, and will be missed. Joe Lieberman died from complications of a fall at age 82. But folks, we are coming right back. We've got a lot to tell you about. And again, what about this fundraiser in New York? Was it, you know, they made a lot, but I think it's also very telling the trouble they're having. Stay with us, folks. I will warn with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You know, I got to tell you, I really do wonder if they are very, very concerned over at the Biden campaign, you know, Biden for America or something like that, that, you know, it's very difficult for Joe Biden to fill a large capacity arena on his own, for one thing, compared to Donald Trump. And then also some of the clips, and it's my understanding that they didn't allow press inside and that the Biden campaign actually released, key clips or key photos or, portions of what happened. Of course, they want to put it in the best light. It was a campaign event after all. But, from what I did see, I still got this impression that Joe Biden was still kind of meandering around or sort of searching around when he was, you know, speaking. And I think I caught a little bit of Obama and Clinton kind of like, okay, how's this going to go? What's he going to say? You know, this kind of thing. But again, what they were trying to do, and by the way, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are glad to be with you here on this weekend edition of the show. As always, 949-822-7959. If you're listening to us live here on Saturday morning. And of course, you can also always go over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And you can do that anytime. Throughout the weekend, however you're picking up this program. They wanted to do this as a real show of unity, basically. I mean, this is what it was all about. And they're definitely trying to do that. I think they're also trying to fend off this notion that you could have a third-party candidate, depending if RFK Jr., you know, continues to be able to get on ballots. You know, he's going to have to be on ballots in states in order to really make a huge difference. You know, you can't win if you're not on the ballot, I guess. But I do think that they are worried about this. I think they are worried about inflation. And now we hear about the Fed, you know, talking about how, you know, well, things are on track, you know, to get to the 2% inflation. But just the other day, I mean, somebody else is saying, well, we don't know if we're getting to the 2% inflation. You know, we talked with Chris Markowski on the program through the Monday through Friday edition. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is his website, by the way. And, you know, it's almost like, well, you know, eventually, as he was talking about a few days ago on the program, you know, they're probably going to get to the point where they say, you know, it's 2% is not really doesn't really have to be the goal. We can probably have, 3% or something like that, 3.5%. And they'll have to justify it some way. But I think everybody knows, and the market certainly thinks that all this is baked in, that there are going to be cuts. And, of course, if they really follow their protocol, let's just say things really weren't on track. You know, they'll say that they are. Maybe they are, you know, and that'll all change tomorrow, right? But let's just say that if things weren't on track and they could not actually reach, quote-unquote, their 2% goal, well, I think the market already believes that they're going to cut it anyway, only because, you know, number one, there's a lot of problems that will start happening if the interest rates remain where they are. And yes, some people have talked about, well, interest rates really are more normal, quote unquote, now than they were when they were next to nothing. And that was the aberration, according to some economists. But the very fact remains that, normal or not, if they stay where they are right now, we're going to see major problems, especially in commercial real estate, which includes, retail stores or places like that, but also multifamily, apartment buildings and things of that nature. If they can't refinance their properties and their mortgages go sky high overnight, there's in so many ways there's no way to actually get enough money to run that apartment building, let's say. You can't take it out of the tenants anymore. You're already charging top dollar, and so you just can't come up with much more every month to meet your budget requirements, let alone pay the mortgage on the thing. So there are so many problems, and I think that, you know, the Fed looks ahead and is aware of that. That is going to happen. And so eventually they're going to have to do something about it. So, again, that's why I'm thinking that, you know, the markets already believe that this is already baked in. But, again, it remains to be seen. But nevertheless, you've got this huge fundraiser that happened at Radio City Music Hall. And then they also have, a lot of protests that happened as well. This from the AP, but also they raised some $26 million for his reelection campaign. And that's all going to make them happy. This is why they're all the smiles and the pictures and the smiling faces and things like that. But honestly, they're saying, part of this report says, the mood at Radio City Hall was electric, as Obama praised Biden's willingness to look for common ground. Folks, I clear my throat sarcastically at this moment. Can you tell me the common ground that Joe Biden has been looking for? Can you tell me the common ground that Joe Biden has been searching for? You know, we hear all the time about how President Trump is, if reelected, he's going to have unlimited powers. And, you know, somehow he will be endowed with unlimited powers upon election. and he will only usher in an authoritarian state, and he will steal our democracy. Our democracy will be over, and yada, 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 all that stuff, you know, wall to wall. But you tell me what common ground Joe Biden's been looking for. You tell me how the, you know, I think what they're looking for is for everyone to just capitulate. I mean, honestly, you know, it's almost as if, you know, if they just have more patience than you do, if they can just continue on with the same rhetoric, with the same kinds of fear factors that they instill in you. You know, you got to be afraid of this and afraid of that, and you'll be afraid of Donald Trump. And, you know, you'll be afraid of the economy, and you'll be afraid of this and afraid of Putin and afraid of everything. You know, and if they can just keep you afraid, as opposed to, here's how we deal with this. Here are the practical things that we could start doing. Oh, no, that's not them. That's more in the Trumpian column, isn't it? That's more in the Trump column of being able to come up with solutions or practical solutions to real problems like trade with China, like foreign policy, like supporting Israel, like what's happening in Ukraine. And by the way, I'm going to say something that's going to be incredibly controversial. So I want you to hold on to something. I want you to just stick with me because I haven't gone off the deep end. I haven't lost it. But just stick with me here. I'm going to say something incredibly controversial. Maybe NATO countries should pay what they owe. Okay, now there I've done it. I've done it. You know, pull the lever. I've done it now. I've actually said something that's incredibly controversial. And yet that is also a practical solution to one of the major issues facing our country and our alliance, right? So it's okay to say that. I'm here to tell you, it's all right. So I'm just going to declare this program a safe space to be able to say something like, well, if we have an alliance, we should, everybody should contribute as they've agreed. I don't think that that's a terrible thing. And by the way, I don't think that if it hits the fan, that somehow, and by the way, this is, you know, the things that President Trump says from time to time, I wish he'd pick a different way of saying it, only because it would avoid controversy. But, you know, he's a negotiator. He's a negotiator. And he's also trying to show the very serious nature. So Trump didn't really say he wanted Putin to run amok through Europe. I mean, that's, again, ludicrous. The United States, at least under his leadership or maybe somebody else, well, maybe not Joe Biden, because Joe Biden has shown that, you know, well, we're with Israel, but maybe not. It all depends. What do the polls say today? Stay right there, folks. We've got a lot more. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says recovery of the missing construction workers presumed dead is still the top priority at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
We need to continue to focus on recovery because we have to bring a sense of closure to these families.
Speaking on Friday, Moore said the situation remains complex as crews work to clear the harbor to eventually get it back open. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing towards the Fed's 2% target goal. Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. Beware of fake eclipse glasses, experts warn. The American Astronomical Society advises using approved glasses on April 8th, ensuring they're designed to block nearly all visible light. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Across the overnight hours in America, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And if you're with us live here on early Saturday morning, you're more than welcome to give us a call. First-time callers are always welcome, by the way. We are pretty harmless here on the program, and we're going to welcome your call, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to opine this morning. But yes, direct messages, we get them, and we love to get them. And we got a lot of good messages throughout this last week broadcasting, and a lot of great calls as well, really mixing it up. And I'll tell you one thing, it is really great to know. It's really, really so super cool. that's the radio technical term. Super cool to hear from people all around the country. And it really just kind of blows my mind. But first of all, we do get mail. Yes, we do, by email, and we get direct messages. But yeah, let's take a look at a couple here. We had a great question yesterday morning for Chris Markowski from Frederick, listening up in New York City. And he had a question about retirement, the retirement crisis, and this kind of thing, and pensions and Social Security. could be inadequate to fulfill the needs of baby boomers. And so we asked Chris that question for him, and he chimed in here. Frederick chimed in and said, thanks, Kyle, for asking Chris about my inquiry. Always an informative answer, and I think I'll be in good shape moving forward. Have a great weekend. Well, thank you so much, Frederick. I hope that you have a great weekend as well. And it's always great to get some questions, especially for our great guests like Chris Murkowski or Frank Salvato, and, of course, Denise Simon as well. And we've got Patrick Hyland on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And on Wednesdays, we've got Brandon Rimes, a host of the Consumer QB show on AM860. And then also on Thursdays, we talk with Jimmy T. Smith. And he's from Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org. That's CV4A.org. You want to go over there and check them out. They do all kinds of great things to advocate and help our vets, but also advocating for great public policy as well. So you definitely want to check them out. And it's always a great time talking with Jimmy T. Smith. So, again, questions, comments, anything like that, we love to hear from you via KyleWarrenShow.com, direct message. And let's take a look at a couple of direct messages this morning. We got, first off, we got Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And he writes in, says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees and a beautiful sunny day yesterday. Sorry to hear about Lieberman's death. Yes, me too, of course. So many of us. He says, have a great weekend. Get refueled for next week. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, thank you. I'm going to take that advice. And, you know, we've got the deluge coming later on early Saturday morning here, and then also Saturday and a lot of Easter Sunday, we understand, as well. But, yes, that's exactly my intent. Try to get refueled for the next week, and I appreciate it so much, Richard. Semper Fi right back at you. We've also got a great message here from listener Joan, and she's up in Seattle listening on GCN, by the way. And she says, the only thing missing from that outrageous fundraiser, right, the Biden-Obama-Clinton fundraiser, was a big Chinese balloon. Right. Okay, I'm going to start again. The only thing missing from that outrageous fundraiser was a big Chinese balloon floating over the venue, dragging a banner that said, vote for Joe. Right. That's exactly right. That's exactly what it should have been. She says, all kidding aside, I feel the president should have been paying his respects to the fallen officer. And again, this is from listener Joan up in Seattle. And, you know, Joan, I couldn't agree more. I really can't. I started the program yesterday, and throughout the hours, we did draw this juxtaposition of the tale of two presidents. And the tale of two presidents is essentially you've got Joe Biden, and then you've also got former President Donald Trump. So Joe Biden goes to New York to do this ridiculous, you know, like how you put it, the outrageous fundraising thing. But then we've also got President Trump, who went to New York to go to the funeral, the services of a slain New York police officer, Jonathan Diller, 31 years old, leaves behind a widow and a one-year-old son. And this is exactly the place that President Trump should have been. It calls attention to so many aspects of literally what's going wrong in our country today. And the juxtaposition of Joe Biden taking pictures with Obama and Clinton for $100,000 a pop and living it up and, you know, entertainment, you name it, at Radio City Music Hall is a real telling thing, I think. Incredibly telling. And this is, you know, the death of the officer is in and of itself a huge tragedy. So I don't want to bring the politics into it as much, only because, again, this is something that should unite us and not divide us. But I would say this. I would say the campaign commercials are already being edited together, showing these different images, President Trump arriving and speaking outside to reporters, and then you've got Biden and Obama and Clinton sort of living it up. The difference couldn't be more stark. Let's listen to what President Trump had to say outside of those services for Jonathan Diller, the slain New York police officer.
What happened is such a sad event, such a horrible thing, and it's happening all too often, and we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't. 21 times arrested this thug, and the person in the car with him was arrested many times, and they don't learn because they don't respect. They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them, and this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will... You'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often. It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this. And Bruce, thank you. Bruce has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's done an incredible job out here. But this is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often. So
he's exactly right, isn't he? That's President Trump. Sort of an extended audio clip there, but we wanted you to hear his remarks. And that's exactly, he's exactly right on the mark, isn't he? It's so difficult to watch this kind of thing happen. This, you know, should never have happened. Then now, of course, you know, you couple this particular act of violence with the ongoing acts of violence or crime that's happening in our nation right now as we speak, but also at the southern border of what happened in El Paso a few days ago, I should say, where they broke through the fencing and began to assault the uniformed National Guards guardsmen right there at that time, you know, and then I understand they caught nine. I think they're going to be charging at least nine people, the last report I saw anyway, for that. But still, this was something that, hey, it's just the deterrent is going away. The thought is now thinkable to do these kinds of things and, you know, assault the National Guard, uniform National Guard at the border, because you just want to come across the border. It's now, they're now punching women on the street in New York City. My friends, you know, this is, again, crime's leveling off. It's all leveling off. Now, does it look like it's leveling off to you? Stay right there, everybody. We are coming right back. Much more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition, and we're already having fun, and it continues on for another couple of hours as well. Weekend show being just 1 hour shorter than the weekday show, so we go from 2 to 5 a.m. instead of 2 to 6 a.m., but nevertheless, we try to pack a lot of fun into those 3 hours. And we always have a great time doing it. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message. You can also check out the live streams for the program. The Wizards at GCN have created the live link for us, the GCN live link right there. And it's always going to be playing the current program. And then when we go live, it'll automatically switch, and you'll hear us go live. So if you want to continue to check out the program through the day or through the evening as you're waiting for the show to come on, you can always listen to the previous program until we go live. So I think that's pretty darn cool. So definitely check it out, KyleWarrenShow.com. You can also check out how you can get the podcast of the program, and you can just find out all sorts of great things like that. And so we do encourage you to visit over there, KyleWarrenShow.com. All right. Well, of course, in this part of the program, we typically will take a look at the national weather in hour number one, hour number two, fourth segment of the program, a little before the top of the hour. And then also, for if you're new to the program, we also love to play a great song that is going to kind of help you go through the overnight hours, or if you're doing something else on the weekend, gives you kind of a boost of energy, gives you a boost of a little something to keep on going, doing whatever you're doing. So especially in the overnights, if you're in law enforcement, if you are a first responder, if you're working a shift, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, whatever it is that you're doing in the overnight hours, we're glad to be along for the ride with you, no matter what's happening. And we hope to be able to kind of keep you going, as we said. That's kind of our charter here on the show. But at any rate, folks, so this morning, let's do a little. This is actually a live version. This is a live version of AC/DC, and it's a little song called Shoot to Thrill. It's kind of cool. Version, by the way, and it absolutely sounds terrific, doesn't it? I gotta tell you, AC/DC can really, really do what it needs to do live, and so I thought that was a pretty good shot in the arm this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, whatever it is that you're doing this weekend, whenever you're picking up this program. So there you are. There you are. Courtesy, of course, there of AC/DC. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you here as we go through the weekend edition of the program. Let's take a look here real quick at what we see happening on the National Weather Service as we move along here. I can tell you, in Southern California, the atmospheric river is coming this way. Okay, that's just, you know, it's not good. People have battened down their hatches. This is what's happening. And, of course, this is happening on the West Coast as well. But for Southern California, definitely. And by the way, the rain is now starting to fall. As I looked out the window during the part of the song there, it's starting to fall. So here we go. Here we go. But here we go with the national weather. Heavy rains, isolated flash flooding for portions of central to Southern California. Yep. While heavy snows likely in the Sierra. That's right. There's been a lot of snow, especially up at a place called Big Bear and the other mountain resorts and ski resorts in California. It's been a lot, from what I understand. Record low maximum temperatures possible across Southern California and the Southwest this weekend. Heavy snows possible Friday night and early Saturday across northern Maine. Wintry weather to spread eastward. This weekend from the northern Rockies into the northern plains, and much above average temperatures for the Easter weekend from the central to southern plains, east across the mid to lower Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and into the southeast. So you definitely want to be careful out there. We want you to get there in one piece. And just taking a look at some of the precipitation right now, yes, we see all that starting to come in north of Los Angeles, but it goes also just actually heading into Los Angeles proper, it looks like. But then also in north of L.A., it's going to head up through Bakersfield. Then we've also got this churning basically off the coast of San Francisco. But up near Reno, our friends in Reno this morning, looks like you've got snow. Definitely snow coming over the border on the California side. This is I-80, so this would be Donner Pass. Lots and lots of snow hitting there right now. Also, if you're heading out of Reno in towards Winnemucca up I-80, you've got rain and rain mixed with snow there. So be careful. Salt Lake City's got rain and snow in the area. This is going to go north up towards Logan as well. Twin Falls, Idaho, looks like you've got all kinds of rain in that area. Milwaukee, Chicago, down into the northern part of Indiana, Lafayette, you've got all kinds of rain. And also lightning, this is going to be over in the Freeport and Dubuque area as well. Looks like we've got a lot of lightning strikes or a lot of lightning reported on the map there as well. So be careful out there, everybody. As I said, we want you to get there one piece. And then also sort of rounding this out, let's see here, and just in terms of precipitation, a band running down diagonally from the northwest to the southeast of Ohio, Lima, Zanesville, you've got rain, at least right now, heading into Saturday morning. And then up in the UP of Michigan, this is going to be in the western part of the UP, basically. We see some snow there on the radar. So, folks, stay right there because we're going to climb up to the top of the hour. We're going to hear the top of the hour news, of course, get updated on everything. We'll come back and we'll talk about everything. So don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. Stay right there. Get some hot coffee, hot chocolate, snack food, something as we head into hour number two, because hour number one is now in the books.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.